I'm your host, Steve Project. Joining me in studio, Executive Director of the Meyer State Games, Eric Engelbarts, joining me on the Nawara Brothers Home Store guest line. Frequent guest of the show, now a sponsor of the show. Holy cow. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports and performance psychologist. Welcome back into the Sports Project Radio Show.
Thanks very much. I'm really glad to partner with you. I love your show, and I love what you guys are doing here for West Michigan.
Well, you're doing a lot. You're very visible. Folks, go to Dr. Eddie O'Connor on Facebook, on Twitter, any of your social media, Instagram. And this guy is not only one of the best sports and performance psychologists around for you to talk to, but he's an example of physical fitness and trying to accomplish some great things. Give our audience a little bit of the story about the gym that you work out at, Eighth Day Gym, and what you and your fellow team members just qualified recently for.
Well, let me clarify. I didn't qualify for anything.
Oh, you're the sports psychologist for these folks.
Yeah, no, I go to Eighth Day Gym. I've been a big fan of CrossFit for many years and have participated and, you know, hit some personal bests and stuff. The great thing about CrossFit is that it's scalable for anybody. But at Eighth Day Gym, we have got some really elite athletes. And not only as individuals, but they also have teams. So we sent four people to the games, and then at the Granite Games that recently completed this past weekend, our team from the gym was in, I believe it was sixth place going into the last event out of four events. And then they crushed the event and finished in fourth, which means now that they qualify for the CrossFit Games in Wisconsin happening later in the summer. So this is the first time that the team has been able to do that. And this is just a worldwide competition. So I was at my class last night, and one of the four members there was teaching it. And I was just like, man, like, I'm getting some good coaching. Like, there's an elite person standing here right here in front of me. And it's just a great community all over the world, CrossFit. But Eighth Day Gym in particular is fantastic.
You know, who you surround yourself with has a lot of impact on where you can go and what you can achieve, because basically people can only do so much on their own. And this crosses a lot of realms, right? I mean, intellectual things, emotional things, obviously physical things with the CrossFit. People break barriers all the time because of the people around them, whether it's coaching or partners in training. And so joining these gyms, that's the key, isn't it? One of the keys?
It really is. And I'm so glad that you brought this up, because we kind of figure that we sometimes will want to help other people, and we want to have a role of doing that, of bringing other people up. But the idea, too, is that, you know, we've heard the phrase, iron sharpens iron. Well, you have to kind of surround yourself with like-minded individuals to keep yourself up, because if you're the iron and you keep going into dead wood, you're going to get dull. And so when you start to look at your surroundings, whether it's your friends and their ideas, if it's your, again, the gym, which is great. I mean, it's really helped me, you know, maintain a diet and a certain lifestyle, because I look at the results that they're getting and it inspires me to want to do it too. Business is a big one. If you're surrounded with people who are, you know, millionaires, you're going to be surrounded with million-dollar ideas. They just think differently and they operate differently and they have different habits. So it's really important to be able to kind of pick and choose and say, who are the people that are going to bring me up, or who are where I want to go? Because you can absorb everything that's coming from them and swim in their environment. And it's a kind of a passive way to be able to learn as well too, but also then have the support because you're swimming in those ideas constantly. It really does change you. So you want to choose your surroundings very, very carefully, because it can also go in the other direction if it's negative.
Yeah. And it's just PJ Fleck always just said, to his young players, 18 years old, coming into Western Michigan University when he was the coach there, and now at the University of Minnesota, that you got to be careful who you hang out with, because if you hang out with turds, you're going to end up in Turdsville. And if you hang out with elite people, you're going to end up in Eliteville. And so as corny as that sounds, that's true, especially coming out of high school when you have this group of friends, your homies, whatever, you know, right? That was your group. And then you're starting this new chapter at a university, and you got a chance to reestablish. And I think that happens at any age, right? I mean, it happens obviously impactful at age 18, but at age 25, age 30, at these increments, you probably go through that same exercise and try to surround yourself with positive people and with successful people and, you know, achievers. And so just don't hang out with turds, folks, because you'll end up in Turdsville.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you bring up some good age aspects here. We know that as kids get into high school, that their peer group becomes their most influential source of information. So teachers and parents, even, we're having less of an impact. So what are the friends that they're choosing to hang around with? Because they're going to have their own ideas. And then this continues on through college as well. And then, you know, the importance of developing team cultures. I do a lot with coaches and teams on this, but what's the culture and what do you want to be about? When you can tell the difference in those teams, those that are consistently winning, it's because all those extra things that some teams think that they're doing are just the bare minimum requirements on these other teams. It's a culture of working hard, showing up early, doing the extra stuff, paying attention to detail, having support of your teammates. It's a cultural thing that everybody does it. And if you're not doing these things that will help you excel, then you kind of feel like an outsider. And so this is the key to team building. So why wouldn't it actually work in our workplaces or in our family units? What are the expectations that we have that we can all strive for together?
Interesting. You know, people buy into cliches. And one of the biggest cliches out there is whether it's performance coaches or personal coaches or career coaches, is they encourage you to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And everybody shakes their head going, yeah, you got to get out of your comfort zone. And you've got an opinion on that.
I do. I'm like pacing right now as you're saying it. Because this one, there's a lot of cliches that drive me insane. And this is the one that gets me the most. I think where I differ from a lot of people is I don't believe in positive thinking. And I don't think that you have to feel confident in order to do well. Because I've just experienced this world to be too negative sometimes, have too many difficulties. And so when we talk about needing to be uncomfortable, I'm all on board with that. Training is hard. Your family life, being married, raising kids, these are hard and difficult things. The 8th-day team that went to the games, they didn't do it because they were taking things easy. They were constantly uncomfortable and pushing themselves. But what drives me nuts is when they say you have to get comfortable with it. It undermines the very point. If you are all of a sudden comfortable being uncomfortable, let me tell you, you are no longer uncomfortable, and therefore you are not moving forward. And so the fact that our mind, like I'm not yelling at people here, I'm yelling at the brain, my brain, at the mind that is constantly searching for comfort and taking it easy. And I've got empathy for us, the athletes that I work with, the performers, of course, you know, it's tiring and we don't like it. But I'm telling you, when we excel, it's because we absolutely hold on to the discomfort as discomfort, and we remain uncomfortable in discomfort, but we do it as if we love it. We do it as if we're still fully engaged, all the while not having to like it, maybe appreciating it for what it is, but never getting comfortable with it, because as soon as you're comfortable being uncomfortable, you're no longer uncomfortable and you're not moving forward.
All those cliches drive me nuts too. So I'm all over when you post that stuff. I just go, damn, this is so good, because it's all BS. The other side is just, I don't know where they come up with this stuff. The journey might be uncomfortable because it's hard work. But yeah, the minute you get acclimated to the hard work, the results come. It, there's no shortcut. There's no cliches that can help you get to where you want to get to. And if that could be just personal best, because that's the world really as adult achievers, that's the goal, to achieve some PRs. We're not training for the Olympic Games and we're not training to win, you know, national championships. We're training to beat our own standard. And that's where you're comfortable then. That's the reward. The reward, the comfort's in the reward, right?
Well, I would still might disagree with you and say, like, notice even in the way that you're saying it, how we are so wired to say, but I have to be comfortable. I would say that the achievement is in the reward. The benefit is in the reward. The sense of accomplishment and peace that you can get after the pain. There may be some relief when you get the reward. But there isn't comfort. And Okay. Again, I'm yelling, and I don't want people to feel like I'm yelling at them.
You're fired up.
Well, I am, because I just think, how different of a world would we have, Steve, if we weren't all about the happiness? And we've got four basic human emotions: happy, sad, mad, and scared. So three of them are negative, and we continue to run away from them and avoid and complain as if we could only live in happiness, and it's all about the pursuit of happiness. And that, I think, is a major reason why we have so many problems, why we're abandoning marriages early and we don't stick with jobs and we quit our sports. Because as soon as it gets uncomfortable or difficult, or I'm sad, mad, or scared, I got to run away from those feelings. But if we could have more willingness to feel what we need to feel in service of the goals that we want, things would be different. We would be more committed. We would achieve more. And I think ultimately we would have less conflict.
Man, Dr. Eddie O'Connor fired up this morning right here on the Sports Project Radio Show. Where can people get a hold of you if they'd like to do some one-on-one consultation?
Yeah, the best place is my website, DrEddieO'Connor.com, and everything is there, from individual consultations to links to my YouTube channel that's got a ton of mental toughness and 60-second videos, my course, the Psychology of Performance, and my favorite, and you're a member, Success Stories Membership, where we've got an online community overcoming obstacles to excellence. And I welcome anybody to join. Would love to help you.
And I am a member of that. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for being a sponsor of the Sports Project Radio Show.